Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Why ain't you talking, Rob?
I just really like cooling the gang.
Sorry, stream, you can't hear it. We get flagged. Baby!
Lonzo.
What possibly could I be celebrating? There's a lot of butt-kissing right now across the universe. Not over here. Join me, won't you? Welcome to the Rob Brown Show, as we celebrate this momentous occasion on 2023, the first day of February. Bye-bye! He gone! For at least 45 days.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show that doesn't take sides. This is the Rob Brown Show.
Beamer taught me that move. You can see it now live on stream. Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. I can't guarantee you that will be the only time you hear that song. Just saying.
Well, clip three, I guess. Let's just go ahead and get it out of the way.
Clip three.
It is my entire social media feed right now is this video that got posted about half an hour ago.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
My man got divorced to come back and play one more year, go 8-9, and get smoked by Dallas in the wild card round.
And the Jets flying in the background, symbolic of taking him home. Wherever that home may be,
or
it's a lonely home.
Or it's a work and he's going to New York.
Well, hey, we got...
Maybe it's all a work and he's going to be a Jet next year.
Or the Jets are taking him to California, to San Francisco.
Hey, maybe. He'd fit.
But for now, them Jets taking him home.
I think he's already at home. I'm pretty sure that's where he lives.
Does he? Okay, all right.
But unless he's moving back to New Boston.
He could be. I'm sure he has many homes all over the place. Some of them no longer accessed. But, you know, for the most part.
Maybe told we have no sound.
Yeah, I fixed it. My bad. I apologize. In my excitement for what was going
on. Lonzo forgot how to do everything.
We weren't on stream, but we were on the air. You know, the most important part, I guess. So my apologies. I can recap for you. I played Celebrate by Cooling the Gang. You saw me dancing because he gone for 45 days. He gone for 45 days of glorious times.
You most certainly need to to attend the Shane Beamer School of Victory Dances, by the way.
Excuse me?
I said what I said. In fairness, you asked him yesterday.
I did.
During our interview with Shane Beamer, could you hit me with some dance lessons? And Beamer went, yeah, I can't dance, but I appreciate it.
Yo, man, you want to step up? That's what I'm getting over here. I'm thinking good old Star-Lord dance-off. We're not talking that country stuff that you do with your hat on.
Secret Cowboy.
Where they stole the line dance from people with rhythm and pretended like, here's how we do it for cowboys.
Sir, first off, country bar line dancing is an art form, all right? And I won't hear no more slander from you.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You don't want to trip on the beer.
You got any more problems?
Because you can trip on beer. I've seen it happen.
You can meet me right out front the saloon.
All right.
For those of you that have not picked up on who that was yet because you don't have any connection with the outside world at all, that, of course, was seven-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady announcing, Jesus, sitting on a beach, I assume, in Tampa Bay, Florida, that he's calling it a career and totes for reals this time, you guys.
Trolling the ladies, saying he's available because he is.
My cat took the divorce from Giselle to go 8-9, lose to Dallas in the wild card round, and film a 37-second send-off sitting on the beach using his cell phone in Tampa. R.I.P. Tom.
Attaboy, Tommy. Go have a life, dude.
James said he's retired for now.
Yeah, just don't show up on Sundays anymore.
I cannot tell you how much I hope that 45 days from now, we get a follow-up video on the same beach from TB going, yeah, no, I'm running it back. See you soon, San Francisco. Yeah. See you soon, New York. See you soon, Vegas.
I'll call in sick that day. I don't often do that, but, you know, I will. Be lots of time at the toilet just throwing up.
I cannot wait for the follow-up video where Brady says, I'm divorced and single. I got nothing better to do. Let's run it back. If Derek Carr is going to grab the compensation for the Raiders that he's going to in the next few days, now that at least one massive chip is off the board, Brady can still get it.
All right, so it's everywhere on social media. All I got to say is that the camera angle, or is his forehead really that big? Look at that thing.
Listen,
that's like Peyton Manning height there. I mean.
Let's be honest here. Old people taking selfies never goes good.
That's like the leader from the Hulk. It's just like, it's, dude, that is up there.
Old people can't take selfies. It's not an ageism thing. It's just a statement of fact. All right. I cannot tell you. I had to give, and I love my mother more than I love any of you. I had to give my mom instructions on how to properly take a selfie because she either does the up the nose thing or the like way up over the head thing. Like, it's not like you wanted it eye level, like get the camera at eye level. And I think some of y'all forget that Brady is a 41-year-old man.
Yeah, but I get it with the single, but if you're trying to, like, say you're taking a selfie of you and all your guys on the upstate
pulse.
Sorry,
45-year-old man.
You gotta do that high angle thing to get everybody in there.
Right.
Especially because you don't want to touch anybody.
It is one thing if you're taking a selfie that's a group of people, but if you're sitting on the beach announcing your retirement.
This has nothing to do with an angle. His forehead is that big. I guarantee, as someone who has a receding hairline, and I understand it, but I got the comb over ready to go. If you're on it, it's ready to go. That's why my hair's so long. But that forehead has reached new heights.
Are you saying Brady has a 5 head? Is that what you're rolling
with?
Dude,
that's a 7.5.
That's not a 5.
That's a 7.5.
First off, he's still got nothing on Pepe. And I love Pepe.
No, man. I want to see side by sides. I got to.
He's lean. Look, I'm telling you, I'm calling this shot right now, okay? I'm telling you what Brady's doing. He's got the camera up over eye level, and he's got it, but he's got his head down. This is a classic selfie mistake. He's going for what we used to refer to as the MySpace angle. For those of you that were on the interwebs when MySpace was the go-to, when the concept of selfies first began.
My stuff's still active. Look me up. So is yours, probably.
Get in my top 5, bro. If you are looking at the MySpace angle, the problem is if you go up above the head, you raise the head. The whole point of the MySpace angle, I'm giving selfie lessons on my show. You're welcome. You're not getting that anywhere else, okay? The whole point of the MySpace angle is that if you raise the camera up, the point is to get rid of your double and triple chins, all right? And so when you go up, you are also supposed to raise your eyes up to stretch out the neck, get rid of the double chins. That's the MySpace angle to make you look like less of a fat slob. I'm talking about myself. If you raise the camera up, but you don't raise your eyes up to meet it, then you end up creating the five head illusion. All right. You can say what you want. All I know is every time that I go watch football at a bar, there is a large contingent of women rocking Brady jerseys. And it's not because they just love Super Bowl rings, my guy.
All right.
It's because Tom Brady is an objectively attractive man.
Is he?
Yes.
I maintain that if you tried your best, you could not make your forehead look that big with a poor selfie angle.
Challenge accepted. I'll do it during the break.
Not without a special lens.
I don't need a special lens.
You can't do it.
First off, I don't know if Brady is using any, because that's the other part now. And ladies, you know, and fellas out there.
When you break phones quite often, things don't function correctly. I'm just saying, you know.
I haven't broken my phones.
I was talking about Brady.
Oh.
Don't.
Oh, that's a good joke. I'm sorry. That's a great joke. That's a great joke I just ruined. That's on me. Ladies and gentlemen, be very careful out there, especially if you are on the online dating community, the ODC. If you are in the ODC, be careful, because the phone apps these folks are using to make themselves look more attractive than they are in their ODC profile pictures and in their retirement videos, as I assume Brady probably doesn't need to join Tinder after this is over, but you never know.
Believe it or not, there's some people out there who have no idea who he is.
There's seven people.
Well, I don't, his age preference.
He is the single most famous football player in the history of the game of football.
You send he and Patrick Mahomes into a room of people who have never watched football, they're going to know Patrick Mahomes. They're
because
not going to know Tom. Because he looks like Skeletor. They're going to be like, who's that skinny old dude?
Because he looks like Skeletor. He does not look like, I'm going to tell you right now, Lonzo, at 45, I won't be anywhere in Brady's game. I'm 38 and I'm not in Brady's game right now.
Hey, I can't help you with your self-confidence, but I will tell you.
It's not self-confidence. It's a fact. That's like if I said, I'm not as strong as Mark Henry, and you're like, oh, sorry about your self-confidence. No. It's a statement of fact.
Those are two totally different things. Apples and oranges, as they say. As far as looks go, you're not going to look emaciated, I guarantee, when you're that age, and you're not going to have a forehead that big. It's just not going to happen. Hopefully, I'm around to go, hey, you remember back on 2/1/23 when you said that you were wrong. Look in the mirror. That's what I hope I get to say to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to phrase this question, so I'm just going to go out with it. Is Tom Brady attractive? Yes or no? Text it to 71307. Start your text with fan, and then just hit me with yes or no. Is Tom Brady attractive?
All right. Don't say yes as money is attractive.
No.
Because that doesn't count.
Just looking at his face, just looking at Tom Brady as a person, if you didn't know who Tom Brady was, if he wasn't the most famous football player in the history of the game itself, is Tom Brady attractive? Yes or no? 71307, fan yes or fan no. First text is already in, and it says fan. I would definitely make TB12 my side piece.
So you're in the booty chins.
Great text, by the way.
If you're in the booty chins, I mean, he's up there with the most famous booty chins of all time.
It is called a chin dimple.
That ain't no dimple.
And for a lot of people, it's considered a very attractive beauty mark.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it? It looks like someone like took a pen and went,
I don't mean this to sound as insulting as it does, Lonzo, but do you talk to women ever?
No, not really. I just, I don't go, hey, Jill, what do you find attractive? Because you know what that sounds like? That sounds like you're hitting on someone.
No, not at all. It's okay to ask somebody what they find attractive.
No. If you go up and say, because right away they're going to be like, get away from me, old man.
Three yeses and one no so far, by the way. 3 yeses and one no so far. 71307, start your text with FAN, and then just hit me with yes, Tom Brady's attractive. No, Tom Brady's not attractive. That's what we're doing on the show today.
Check yes or no.
Check yes or burn out. That's a George Strait song you just referenced.
Yes, I'm well
Good
aware
job.
Of it.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, the why.
All right, let's talk real quick, because no, I'm not going to do an entire segment on if Brady's attractive.
All I can say is, you know what? You know what? The other reason to celebrate? The NFC South is now wide open.
Sure is. And Carolina introduced their new coach yesterday. I pulled a bunch of sound from Frank Reich's introductory presser, and we're going to get to that in a few minutes. But I think we got to spend a minute on the only player in NFL history at any position to win multiple Super Super Bowls after turning 40, who has 35 career postseason wins. That is more than 27 NFL franchises have as a whole. There are only five franchises that have more postseason wins as a franchise than Brady has as an individual player. There's definitely something to that, right? Tom Brady in his 20s, 21,564 passing yards, 147 passing touchdowns, and three Super Bowl wins. That in and of itself would be a pretty damn good career. That's just his 20s. In his 30s, 40,018 passing yards, 309 passing touchdowns, two Super Bowl wins. That would be a remarkable career. That's just his 30s. In his 40s, 27,632 passing yards, 193 passing touchdowns, and two Super Bowl wins. Any single decade of the three of his life that he played in would be we would be talking about quarterbacks if they went 21,564, 147 TDs, and three Super Bowl wins. We would not be asking, are they in the Hall of Fame? We'd be going, yeah, they got three, they're in. In his 30s, over 40,000 passing yards, 309 passing touchdowns, two Super Bowls. We would not, if that was an entire career, we would not be asking, is that guy an HOFer? We'd be saying he's going in first class. His 40s, 27,632 through the air, 193 and two rings. We would not be asking if a guy with that career stat line was an HOFer. We'd be saying he's first ballot. Those are three different decades of Tom Brady's career. You might dislike him for whatever reason you dislike him. Disinflated footballs, broken cell phones, tossing the Lombardi over Tampa Bay, knocking back 6 or 12 too many avocado tequila bangers. But what you cannot do is say that Brady's career isn't the greatest career of all time. That's it. All right, here's a couple of texts that have come in. Then we'll take a break and we will talk about the two head coaches that got hired yesterday in the NFL. Sean Payton is a Denver Bronco. D'Amico Ryans is a Houston Texan. We'll talk about that in a minute. But texts that have come in. Texter, I would take Brady over Lonzo for sure, but he's not attractive. The Bills Mafia loved him so much, they threw toys at him on the field. Yeah, I remember that. I remember when Bills Mafia was lofting phallic representations onto the field.
We're not saying pick Brady or me. No, I'm not in there, okay? I'm a grandpa. Why would you want to? I mean, come on.
Texter says, Rob, you sicko, Tom Brady isn't good looking. That's just a lie.
You turn on your social media today and the first thing you see at the beginning of that video is forehead popping out almost in 3D. I just was scrolling and he jumped out again. It's like, oh, what happened? Where's the Barry Bonds talk? That's what I want to know. You know, Barry Bonds, his head got bigger and we got a bunch of talk. Why ain't we getting that talk on that thing? Because that thing, that's a huge melon.
Here's how I know Brady's attractive. I just sent the lady friend a text that said, answer this question for the show, no holding back. Is Tom Brady attractive? And I promise you, whatever she's going to say, it's going to be insulting as hell to me. But I will stand by it because I don't disagree. Texter said, I would love to nestle into his chin dimple and live the rest of my life there.
That's creepy, man. That is so creepy.
Texter says, yes, exclamation point. So there you go. Texter said, wow, Lonzo is a true hater.
Okay, are you just tuning in? I've been consistent about my stance on
correct,
this person.
Yes.
Forever.
Kevin said forehead shaming. You're a bully, Lonzo. You know, we don't stand for bullies around here.
It just looks really all I'm saying is, you know, and I think Rob's right. It's a sign of an old man, but I don't know that the lens is doing that. I think his forehead is really that big. I think he's retiring because the helmet don't fit.
We got a text and a Facebook message at the same time. Ryan on the live stream at facebook.com/thefanupstate or by searching and subscribing to The Rob Brown Show on Twitch or YouTube said, okay, Lonzo, what did Tom Brady do to you that traumatized you so bad? LOL. And at the same time, we got a text that said, Lonzo, point on the doll where Tom Brady touched you.
First of all, ew. Second of all, I've said this many times and I have no problem with saying this again. Tom Brady went to Michigan. That's the first strike. The second strike is he's a cheater. And Joe Montana is the greatest quarterback of all time.
I have to express a bit of shock here. All right. I again, nothing but full disclosure and honesty. I'm coming to the Sean Payton thing. Stay tuned.
All right. So are you shocked that she might be on my side on this?
I'm not. I'm shocked that she is on your side. Okay.
How many times has she been on my side? Quite a bit.
True. The lady friend and the mother have both texted in their opinions on this. Okay. The lady friend and the mother have both texted in their opinions. The madre says, Brady doesn't do anything for me. He has a pretty boy look, not manly enough. All right. And then the lady friend has on the one or zero game, a zero, right? So the one through zero game is if you go to a bar.
I'm going
to
say I'm ancient. Yeah. So, and plus the whole going to the bar thing, that also leaves
right.
me out.
This is like her thing with her gals, right? Like when they look at a dude, like most of us rank the attractiveness of other people 1 to 10, right? Well, there are 6, there are 7.5, there are 4, you know? They rank men that they see as a 1 or a 0. I would or I wouldn't, right? Like I would or I would not. And she just said, Brady's a 0. She would not. I'm a little shocked by, honestly, I am a little shocked by that. I guess I don't know her as well as I thought I did. But Zoe, the madre, and the lady friend are all on the same page.
I'm just scanning down.
Of the
down.
4 of us, I'm the only one that thinks Brady's attractive?
I'm just scanning down, and all I see is like half of a head. The big old forehead. So just the beginning of, I mean, dude, that thing is, it's gigantic. It really is. He could have, he's got enough money to hire a crew to film this thing. Did this make it more personal? Yeah, maybe.
All right, Sean Payton. Keegan said pre-divorce he was handsome, LOL. I don't know, I can't speak on that, but it is what it is. Hey, did you guys hear Tom Brady retired? Did you hear about this? Tom Brady retired.
Doesn't bell.
Tom Brady put out a video early this morning, said he's done. He's out. It's for real this time. He said, I'm good for sure. He went on to say that he already used his big retirement essay last year. So it was about a 37-second to the point video saying, I'm for real done. Here is my question. Do you believe it?
People breaking down the video right now saying that he didn't actually film it when he said he filmed it. He filmed it another time and they're looking at, you know, the sky.
Yeah, imagine weather patterns.
Yes, they are, because apparently that matters.
It does, man. Like, if he recorded 3 or 4 days ago and then he sat on it for 3 or 4 days, it could mean he's being indecisive, you know? Let me record this just in case I decide to post it. What if he recorded it in case he was thinking about posting it one day and then he accidentally hit the draft and publish button?
Or he recorded it a couple of days ago waiting to see where Sean Payton went, and then he saw he went to Denver and said, okay, I'm done.
Yep, that was my thought too.
Yeah, that could be it.
It came out the morning after Sean Payton took a job in Denver, a place that has no room for Tom Brady. That might have been it. He did want to play for Sean Payton at one point, remember? He was New Orleans was the odds-on favorite for a minute as Brady's next team when he announced he was leaving New England because Payton was there. So that's absolutely a possibility at this point. Here's the other thing, and I hate that I had this thought, but I had this thought. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we had the video that came out of Drew Brees being struck by lightning, and Twitter popped off, and Lonzo and I were like, holy crap, that looks real. Well, it turned out that it was a guerrilla marketing technique. It was a promo video, right? Because a gambling company that Brees was doing endorsements for had just rolled out a product called Lightning Bets or Lightning something, Lightning Bets, Lightning something. And that was a promo for that.
The marketing campaign was not successful because we've already forgotten what it was.
Correct. Well, because they had to pull it, right? Because they got absolutely trashed because for like a solid half a day, we were all like, is Drew Brees dead? Did we just watch Drew Brees bite it? Is he done? Is he out? Did he check out of this mortal plane? And then like 3 hours later, they're like, our bad. Maybe a bit in bad taste, right? We were trying to drive up some interest in this, and it totally was. Y'all, there is a movie dropping or has just dropped or is dropping this weekend, conveniently timed, starring, well, in a cameo, but starring Tom Brady. It is called 80 for Brady. It is about a group of ladies of a...
You can say older ladies. They're definitely... The 80, I'm guessing, has to do with their age?
I'm assuming so. Yes. So the movie's 80 for Brady. It's about a group of older ladies. Sally Fields is in it. Is it Jane Fonda, I think, is in it?
Yeah, she is. And Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin, who I adore, by the way, just so you're all aware. Anyway, that movie comes out in a couple of days, right? So that movie comes out in a couple of days. Tom Brady is going to be a reason. Rita Moreno is the other one that's in there. It's starring alongside Jane Fonda, Sally Fields, Rita Moreno, and Lily Tomlin, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, right? What are the odds that this was a poorly planned marketing campaign for Tom Brady's new flick, 80 for Brady, and then in a couple of days, he comes back out and he's like, see, if I retired, you would have missed your last shot to see me play like Jane, Sally, Rita, and Lily did in the hit movie, 80 for Brady, but I'm going to come back for one more year so you, like Jane, Sally, Lily, and Rita, can and see me play one more time, but for real this time, this is my last year. If this turns out to be an effort at a viral marketing campaign for the 80 for Brady movie, I need you to know that I will absolutely elevate Tom Brady into elite troll status.
It's not a work.
On the dot.
It's not a work. How dare you put that in anyone's mind or speak that to the universe, as they say. It's not a work. This is for real. He's done. Stop it.
I genuinely want Tom Brady in about how many days away from the Super Bowl? 11? In 11 days, I want there to be an ad during the Super Bowl. Hey guys, it's Tom Brady, one of the stars of the new hit movie, 80 for Brady, a movie where some very nice young ladies, Jane Fonda, Sally Field, Lily Tomlin, and Rita Moreno, come to see me play in a Super Bowl. And if I retired, you would have no more chances to see me play. But this movie is so heartfelt that I've decided I'm unretiring again.
You know, I'm blaming this evil that you're spewing on our disagreement earlier about Frank Reich's press conference. I think that's the only reason why you're saying this, is to bother me. And
no.
You're trying to bring me down, man. You're trying to ruin my day. This is... For henceforth, as long as Lonzo shall live, will be a celebratory day, and you're trying to take it away from me.
Listen, I want this to happen for two reasons. Number one, I absolutely believe Tom Brady is good enough to win Super Bowl VIII. Number two, I cannot tell you what that Monday would be like coming into work, tired from a long night watching the Super Bowl, had a couple of bourbons during the game, to see Lonzo, Chiefs win or lose, the next morning having to address the Super Bowl ad where Tom Brady revealed his unretirement and that this was a marketing stunt for 80 for Brady. I'm in.
All right, you're killing me. You know what I want to do? I want to give away tickets right now. It will make me feel better.
Let's do it.
Giving is better than what you're not giving right now.
I am giving.
You're taking
I'm
from my day.
I'm giving all those Brady fans hope that
you're
we get
from my day.
Our own 80. Hey, 38 for Brady is going to be amazing when I go see him next year.
You know, there's really no time for Twitter trending topics, but it is a day of celebration, a day when we all shall rejoice that we won. Walk out of our collective offices, look up to the sky, and say, yes, he is finally gone. Finally.
Until next Sunday.
Gone. Until, yeah, like halftime at the Super Bowl or
Texter
something.
Texter said, Rob, you're really reaching. Oh, I am. I acknowledge that I am. But do you understand?
It's a plausible reach, though.
Tom Brady would win the comedy Oscar for acting if he comes back next week and goes, gotcha, Lonzo.
What this is knowing who you work with and how to, and the fact that Lonzo, that would be me, overthinks everything. And now I'm going to be thinking about this and it's taken away from my day. Rob finds a way to steal everyone's joy.
What do you got trending?
Tom Brady's the only thing. Tom Brady is gone. His forehead is big. He's got a movie coming out. And now Rob's got me thinking it's a work. And that's really, really bothering me.
Yeah, I hope it is. I genuinely hope
Why? Because you want him to still play at
45.
50?
46.
He's going to be 46.
Yes, because I want him back next year, predominantly because I enjoy the look on the faces of folks like Lonzo when he succeeds. That's it. No other reason.
Yeah. You could say he succeeded this year, but did he? I mean, someone had to win.
He won the division.
Someone had to win it. And, if he had more consistent coaching at Carolina Panthers, there's no way he would have won. But, fine. Good for him. Way to go out on a winning. We saw how bad they really were.
Brady looks and goes, all right, I'm not out. San Francisco works a deal with Tampa Bay under the table, quietly, to send him out to the Bay. You're telling me that San Francisco team with Tom Brady this year can't win a Super Bowl?
By the way, I've been saying all along that if he goes anywhere, he should go to San Francisco. If he does go to San Francisco, they got a good shot of winning the Super Bowl. But you know what? As of this moment, as far as we know, he is retired.
Trey Lance gets to get out of San Francisco, which has not gone well, right? You get Tampa Bay gets a young quarterback to build around. Jimmy G gets reunited with his mentor. The 49ers get a quarterback who does not fall out due to injury and are Super Bowl caliber. And Rob gets to come in that Monday morning and go, how you feeling, Zo? Because it's either going to be...
Celebrate good times. Tom's gone. Let's celebrate. Tom's gone.
I would love the juxtaposition of Lonzo being Super Bowl champ and also realizing Brady's coming back next year. I think we should probably end the show here.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? we make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.